Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Ding, 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 ding.
Nobody knows where you might end up. Nobody knows.
We back. We're back.
This is what happens. Jason makes us super hyper.
Oh, oh, Ramon. Oh, Ramon.
Yes, we are back. Welcome back, everyone, to Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Jason J. Carter back from the dead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he could not come back fast enough.
I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm Julie Parton.
And I'm Star Session.
I'm Kristen Strange.
Kristen Strange. Ooh, the new addition. I just want to say, Kelly, we miss you.
I know.
But Kristen, welcome to Grey's. You are fantastic.
Thank you.
Watched all the episodes with you in it last week, and I was like, you know what? She's a keeper because they send me emails. How do you feel about this Kristen girl? I was like, who is she?
Who Jason is this? Said, I like her name.
She's strange. She's strange. Yes. Yeah, so welcome aboard.
Thanks.
Grey's Anatomy, season 11.
Episode 7.
Listen, I'm sorry, AfterBuzz. I don't even care about the name of the episode because it really doesn't matter what the name of the episode
yes,
is.
It was.
No, it does not.
Well, here's something. Someone called us out on YouTube.
Ooh,
and said that every title of every Grey show
is a song.
Is a song
we know
lyric.
That. I got it.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
I knew that too, though. That's like we talked about that last season, though, Jules.
I don't remember us
this
talking
is a pregnant
about
brain.
It. I don't remember ever. No, maybe I wasn't on that episode. I was on maternity leave.
Well, they've called us out a lot on YouTube. Apparently, people get brave behind a keyboard. However, we love our listeners. We love our fans. And so, yeah, with that, I'm so glad to be back. God, this season's been really amazing.
It's been a really great season
yeah.
so far, for sure.
Yeah.
There's been some ups and downs, and I'm just loving this season
Me too.
As well.
And I think the addition of Gina, G-E-E-E-N-A, with like 9 E's. Who names her kid Gina with 5 E's? As Dr. Nicole Herman's been fantastic. And also Kelly McCreary, Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
really,
Maggie,
really good.
Yep,
she's growing on me.
Absolutely,
she's an
acquired taste.
Oh, she's growing on you, Julie.
I didn't like her at first.
You know what it was? It was the fact that they shoved her down our throats and stole the entire episode from the rest of the characters. If she had just made a normal entrance into the show, not like here's Maggie, like her or else,
well,
I think I might have liked it from the beginning.
Her story was just so epic. Of course, we had to learn more about
Wasn't
her.
Wasn't that
right.
epic? We'd heard
it. No, it was.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering from Lexi, though.
That's
I
what
miss
I'm
her
saying.
So much.
Kristen.
I kind of miss Captain Michael.
Dude, punch it
I'm
in.
Serious.
Izzy, I want
really?
Izzy to walk
she was
back
hilarious.
Up. Hilarious.
Yeah, that's true.
Too bad she's a major bitch. But I will say that with Lexi, yeah, I miss Lexi. But here's the thing about Maggie that's working. Because Maggie is the daughter of Richard and Ellis.
Yeah, that's
so,
what makes her different.
And I always say, time and time again, their story, the backbone of Grey's, that story is so poignant and so epic because of everything that's transpired. inspired to bring us to where we are today. Mm-hmm. So, Maggie has this lisp that just started hitting the walls. What? Like, Meredith. Like, I don't know what to do with it. It's like, oh my gosh.
I was so excited.
I was so excited to not talk to television.
It doesn't get to me that much.
It doesn't even, I love her. Stand
it's
out
because
at all.
Us lispy people, you know, got to sit together.
Okay, yeah.
But my lisp
calling
is not,
a kettle black. Okay.
I'm like William and Sonoma, a whole room of pots. But, seriously, tonight's episode. Okay, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's
So here's something that happened.
What? The show?
It immediately started out with this experimental filmmaking. Black and white, flashbacks over the place, and I'm like, bring it together, guys. I'm a little confused.
I loved that that was the first thing that you noticed, too. Oh, great, here we go.
Well, last week, remember, I could hardly even recap the story because I didn't know if it had happened for real or not. Yeah. What were those flashback things?
Because they were flashing
tonight's
forward.
Show, tonight, you know what the flashbacks of tonight's show were?
I do now.
Okay, well.
They were creative.
Well, no, but they were creative. Yes, they were, Kristen. Yeah. But the reason why they were there was because Amelia and Derek's father was killed. Yeah. Right? And as we find out, 6 seasons ago, they have issues with that. Mm-hmm. Derek, you know, he
they
has
were
guilt.
They were there when he was getting, when he got shot at gunpoint.
So tonight we see that Amelia, who, by the way, whoever is doing hair and makeup on Grace, thank you for getting rid of her wigs.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Got a nice bob going on, but she was looking a hot mess for a couple of episodes. But we see it's very Amelia Derek centric. In addition to the patient stories, because that's where it's kind of like this catalyst. But
I feel like everyone had their moment in the sun this episode. I feel like we got to learn a lot.
It was
lot
balanced.
About,
if you're gonna, balanced. Yeah, if you're gonna have a cast this large, they pulled it off perfectly tonight.
Right?
As far as everybody actually getting to say something, it wasn't just
like more than one
person
line.
Skating through and making a joke or whatever. Everybody got a moment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really feel like this episode got to show off the characters a little bit.
It did feel like I kept thinking it was going to end, and it didn't.
Yeah.
Like several different endings.
That's true. That's
true. What I like about Grey's this season, too, is, and to echo what you said, Julie, was that they have a way of intermingling. It's a dance of the characters. It's like sometimes Alice will have two lines to see on this episode, or it's just there's not, it's not very, they've done a good job of doing a story on each of the characters for each episode, but not making it so, oh my god, this whole arc is about Callie in Arizona, which, by the way, after Buzzers, I know you were mad on YouTube that some of us were happy that Callie and Arizona are done. I am one of those people because I was sick of seeing the breakup, we're together, we're going to cry, you're selfish, I'm selfish, Sophia, let's have a baby.
That's exactly what we said.
Stop the madness. So I wasn't here, I don't mean to recap or recap.
Jace was like, I know that made some of you mad, but let me make you mad again. But,
I mean, it's the truth, we're all entitled to our opinions, and that's why you watch us, and that's
so
why we love
crazy.
You. So tonight's episode, though, Amelia, okay, so off from jump, she's a recovering crackhead.
Well, so we need to bring it into this patient story.
Yes.
And here's the thing.
What's
something about, so the ambulance wheels up, they're all standing out there, which I think we should get one of those scenes every week. It's always hilarious. They're just like standing there prepping for battle, talking about what they did or didn't do last night.
Right.
And it pulls up, there's two people on one gurney. A little bit confusing, looks pretty gross whenever you first see it.
Right, you think they're stuck together,
it is
right?
A man clasping his, what we thought, dead wife. Something about the scene made me more emotional than any Grey's patient has in years.
No, but there was something in there. I was like on the verge of tears.
I was really crying about that.
Hold on to me. Hold on to me.
But
and he just couldn't let go.
Titanic.
And the lady's just laying there lifeless.
Jack.
And they were an older couple.
Yeah.
It was so sweet and heartbreaking.
It was the way, I think the reason why it drew us in immediately was because the emotion was so heightened at the top of the episode. Normally, in the past with Grey's, you get, okay, something happened. We go into the story of the doctors, then the emotions at the end with the music and whatnot. But this was very emotional up top. You know, don't let me go. And the reason, and I think they wrote that because we can identify with that situation. Not that it's ever happened to us, but that the love we have for our loved ones, of course, feels that way. You know what I mean?
Clasping their dead body.
No, I mean, honestly, yeah. I want someone to hold on to me until the very last minute.
I just lost it. I don't know if my emotions make a difference on how I process the show, but sometimes I really feel it and sometimes I don't. And tonight it was super emotional.
I thought it was super emotional at the top.
It struck a chord the entire time with me tonight. I was very invested.
I was more invested last week.
Really?
Yeah,
yes,
I don't know
why. I was too.
I loved the old couple, but other than that, I was just more invested last week.
I don't know. Maybe it was everything tonight that just hit me personally.
It was his last moment, and he, like, jumped out of the window with his wife when a building is burning down. It was really sentimental, and it was, like, that last plea to just save each other.
Sentimental star? That's how you would say... So like he gave her a box of chocolates.
No, it was like, I will do anything for you moment.
He wouldn't let her go.
Life or death. Fine.
And Meredith...
Call me. Oh, you're back. Oh, great. He's back.
Sentimental.
Meredith had a fantastic bedside moment there. Because everybody's just trying to rip the dead body from his hands. And Meredith's like, hold on.
Right.
And really lets him go through it. She's gone. But lo and behold... Everybody be quiet. We have a pulse.
She's alive.
She's alive.
You guys, Meredith. I loved this whole scene so
she's
much.
She's the generous friend. It was really good. So, I mean, that was one patient's story. And then we have, going forward to the lady who survives, Hattie. Harriet, right? Was her name?
Hattie.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. My Hattie.
The daughter who, after Julie was like, is that the Wendy's girl?
That was not me.
Sorry, Star was like, is that the chick from Wendy's?
Like, it's the Wendy's girl. I knew it.
She's an actress on Grey's Anatomy, bitch.
No.
That's what I thought. But seriously, so we have the daughter who's emotional, and all of a sudden Amelia comes up, and she's like, oh my God, hi. So
Amelia, what are you doing here? You're a doctor?
Amelia should not have gone up to her. I would have gone the other direction.
No, Kristen, what Amelia should have done has been like, you don't know me. You do not know. I've never
Remember
seen forever.
Seriously. But the thing is, when you see a friend, you're going to say hi. So I
don't know if they were friends.
Unless you live in LA.
Yeah, they were friends from AA. They had
cookies. Anonymous.
At the end of the meeting. They've chit-chatted, I'm sure, before. You know how it goes.
Like, I've never been to an AA meeting before, Star. I don't know
actually,
how to go.
Actually, I have, just to support. But not for myself, but I think it's great.
Oh, great. Right. Now Star just outed everyone. You're basically the Wendy's lady.
Kristen, go ahead.
Oh, that was it.
That was just she got the words out of your mouth.
Yeah.
But it was, and I was wondering because, everyone knows I'm slow and I don't get things until Julia starts. Like, that's what I'm like, that's what happened. Got it. Or Kelly. That's what happened. But.
Wait, what are you talking about?
That I didn't understand what was going on because Amelia, this girl was spazzing out on Amelia and I was like, why? And I was like, oh, they were crackheads together.
No, not together. AA, period.
The other woman was an addict of some sort.
Right.
I feel like she could have ended at, I need another doctor.
Right.
I need another doctor. What was helpful about that?
Her boyfriend after she killed him.
I'm going to recap all of Amelia's story that ever happened on Private Practice for all of you that don't watch.
Yes,
because those of us in the room are like,
I didn't know that.
You guys are horrible Shondaland. After Buzzers, all three of you.
There was something about that show that I did not know.
Shonda should be ashamed of Private Practice. That show sucked.
And so, it was great that she, yes, it was horrible that she, of course, blurted it out, but I was like, oh, thanks for the catch up, because I had no idea that her boyfriend died next to her. Like, it was just really
epic. I said,
epic.
Jason, did that really happen? And then I Wikipedia the whole thing.
Right.
They could have done previously on Private Practice also, or something like that.
Right, or like a flashback to Private Practice. But see, I mean, the branding of it would have been bad. I mean, because we're like, okay. But, you know, poor Amelia, though, because she's over there mortified. You know, her whole past from, like, last month has been dug up. And this lady's just going through it. And then
I'm glad that she at least has a storyline. Because, seeing her going and being mad at her brother, it's just like,
her brother.
I'm glad there's, like, an thing. But that moment, let's just jump into it.
Here's what I loved. She ran immediately to Richard.
No, but that moment before, Derek gave her the look
like you
got
Derek. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Sorry, Derek.
Him.
Derek literally stood behind the curtain.
It was like Bye, Felicia.
I love that one moment.
Horrible. We hate him.
We do.
And his hair this season, horrible.
Something is going on with his hair. He's going grayer and frizzier.
Right. It's like he has that Jersey Shore. Like, but it was bad because, look, I have a twin brother. I have actually four siblings, but I have a twin brother who I'm super close with, and I couldn't imagine ever in life turning my back on him like that, regardless of whatever he's done. Or, I mean, you know, people do bad things, but family is family. And in that instance, Amelia was vulnerable, embarrassed, hurt, and discouraged.
Yeah, but family is family, so you can hurt them, and then they'll still love you in the end. Not to say that I would do that, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying that's kind of, and their dynamic this season has definitely been like, ooh.
That was cruel,
we're
Derek.
We're not brother and sister. Yeah. You know, we're not the lovey brother and sister.
But Derek, haven't you guys always noticed, and Derek always has these moments of weakness, like we see later on in the episode,
right,
where he's crying and he's like, I'm not human, or, you know,
I don't think he said
he has these moments where
I'm
it's
an
like,
alien.
Derek, you're not infallible.
I don't know who I am.
Not perfect. He's like,
finally realizing he's not God.
Right, you know. And so,
the world does not revolve around Derek.
But he's had
anymore.
These, Kristen, he's had these realizations before. Yeah. What is so funny?
I'm not human anymore. I'm with Julie on that one. That just like took it to the next level.
He's a vampire.
She's crying. Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's
you know,
really good to have
you. I go away for a month after Buzz. I come back and I'm the butt of everyone's joke. It's like,
you do it to yourself.
Just talk
but
and talk.
That scene was just not cool. Very well written.
That was really rude.
Yeah.
That was so low. Derek, I wouldn't do that
low,
to anyone
low.
If they were embarrassed, let alone like, Amelia, yes, you did kill your boyfriend.
And scene.
Curtain shut, mic drop.
Wait, did he know about that for real, though? He knew
of
that.
Of course.
Of course he knew. I mean,
apparently everyone did, but those of us who didn't watch that terrible show.
Well, they were all there for the table read. But let's talk about some filler, because I felt like this episode...
No.
Okay, I might get
over
stoned.
Everything, because for some reason, I loved it. I might be hormonal or something. I really connect with the show when I'm emotional.
This
was beautiful to me.
How was this show for you when you were pregnant then?
Oh,
show's around.
I was at home crying.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members, because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Cup of hot chocolate.
Oh my god, sounds good right now.
No, but I thought it was really beautiful. There was, we could actually go ahead and talk about the...
Well, Pink Scrubs. Can someone fill me in on Pink Scrubs? Okay. How did I miss Pink Scrubs?
Let's talk about the other patient story. This was another great patient story involving Pink Scrubs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we find out right off the bat that this happened the very next day from last week's episode, which we don't get. Sometimes seasons pass. But this was the next day, and Maggie's mad about the dinner, and Arizona approaches Gina Davis and is like, I can't make this decision. Gina Davis is like, you've had one day. What's your answer?
Gina Davis is like a hardcore biatch. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she's a little bit bipolar. Like
A little bit. Well, she has a tumor. You would be bipolar, too.
Exactly. And I don't know if I would work with her, but I think it was great. You know, like, in this day and age, you just can choose who you want to work with.
Right.
And,
she would not be the one. I'm like, I can't work with Chase anymore. He's crazy.
He's crazy? No, I'm just kidding.
He's not human.
We think he's alien. What was I even saying?
About Gina Davis being nuts.
She's a little bipolar. But yes, so she comes in and the next day and she's saying, you know what? I thought about it and I'm not going to hold your secrets. You know, I'm not going to work with you and do this.
Because the point of your secrets.
I think it's horrible because she's going to, down the line, she's going to have tumors in the middle of, she's going to hurt a patient, but... I don't know. I don't think this is a great storyline. I don't think she should continue on.
I think it's a great storyline.
I think it's a great storyline. I lied. I don't think she should continue. It's a good idea.
Right. You know what this is reminiscent of?
Of Katherine Heigl.
No.
And Jenny.
Yes, that. But also, Feeny, whenever he was mentoring Christina.
Right.
And then died right there. Remember? Except he was all nice. And this one's really
No, so he just dropped dead after she was like...
So, anyway, this woman just disappears out of nowhere.
Because she's got to go to an appointment, and of course, she wouldn't tell
And
her.
I won't tell you what it is.
Yes.
Don't even ask
Don't even ask.
She thinks she's so special. Like Arizona was actually going to ask, like, what is it? What
Arizona
is it?
Was. She I know, wanted but to know.
She just, it was very, I she's know you want to know what I'm doing.
Right. Dr. Herman's a diva. Because yeah. The way they write her character, she's just like, look, I'm dying. Don't ask me while I'm dying. I'm
the
shit.
I know you
want to
know.
I'll need to take a big whiff. I'm brilliant. You know, just leave me alone. And if I decide to throw up, don't ask me why I'm throwing up. You know, she's team too much. And then
she's team too much, stop it.
But she's brilliant, though. I think the way they've written her character is brilliant. Mm-hmm. Poor Arizona. Yeah. Because Arizona can be a little aloof as well, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. But yeah. I'm mysterious with my cute little hat. But anyway, so they bring this patient in, and I think the baby's attached to a tumor, and Gina Davis was going to do a surgery to try and
turn the baby and
get the baby's blood back. Yeah, get it to turn, something like that. Arizona needs to make a decision. Gina Davis is missing in action, and Mad Men Pink Scrubs doctor is back. Where was he last week?
We don't know. We needed him.
I didn't even know he existed. Is that wrong?
You don't remember him? He was competing with Arizona 2 weeks ago.
I saw the episode half inebriated, so I probably missed that.
Well, that's okay.
Well, anyway, he seemed like he had it together. He seemed like he was the same level as Arizona. Like, he might even be a competition to her.
I thought that they were both fellows. She said that they were her two fellows.
Yes, but where was he in his doctor
yeah,
before
she's,
that.
She's like a doctor and now a fellow, and maybe he's just becoming from a resident to a fellow.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Question. This fellow sounds very like I'm a fellow, but what's a fellow?
The fellowship.
I know.
Learning
I
a specialty.
But so, oh.
So after you become a resident and graduate, you become a fellow, and then you're like a real doctor, but you're still learning.
So cute. You're like a real doctor, but you're not really.
You sound like
there
a kindergarten
go.
Describing
there
it.
You go,
and then
a
you're
fellow.
A real doctor. Wait, Jason, isn't all your family's doctors?
But they're not fellows.
Watch his family at home be like, I worked so hard on my fellowship.
And I'm like, what? Really?
How does Jason know?
I'm like, wait, fellowship? Is that? Are you friending friends on Facebook? Is that what that is? But the Arizona, I don't know.
So you're a real doctor without a fellowship?
I think you're a real doctor anyways, but you just can't. Yeah, you have to learn. You're still learning.
A specialty.
Yeah. You're learning a specialty.
Then technically you start learning a specialty in your residency.
Right. I think it's, you know, there's just very broad. You
I
have
think
general
it's just special,
doctors.
Yeah.
Kristen, are you a medical professional?
I might be. I don't know.
Here's the hierarchy of doctors as far as I know. I'm sure there's somebody that knows better. You have your general physician. You have to think of it in terms of an HMO. Your general physician would refer you to an OB. Your OB would refer you to, like, a paleontologist. And then your paleontologist would refer you to Gina Davis. Like, the only person in the world that could
Davis.
Do this surgery.
I need a Gina Davis in my life now.
No.
So anyway, I think that's the point.
Oh, see, yeah, I don't know that.
Regardless, missing in action, Arizona has to make the call. Karev's like, pull her out, 28 weeks. I've saved babies younger.
Yeah.
I've saved smaller guys.
I love how he was like the bad, not the bad guy, but like, come on.
Isn't
pull
he cute?
Like,
do it.
Isn't he adorable with all those babies?
He's so cute.
I love him in that role.
When
he's lost
he
weight.
Started talking mm-hmm. to it all cute, I was like, what's going on?
I know.
He was like, she's lost it. Yes, she has.
I was like, oh, that's so cute.
He's so cute.
He's definitely done a 360 in his character as far as, Kurt's always one of my favorite characters, you know?
Yeah.
So.
He's pretty consistent.
Now him and Joe need to have a baby that we'll never see again.
Joe, right. No, it'll be... Like, Zola, where's she at? Yeah. Where's Bailey at?
You know, right? No.
So, yeah, but the patient... Okay, well, other patient story was the wife died.
Okay. Yes,
that's what happened. So she went ahead and did the C-section. She goes to save this 28-week-old child, mm-hmm. which is very early, you guys. That's more than 2 months before. And she leaves the room. Pink doctor loses it. She comes back in. The patient is literally like, her stomach is hanging. There's blood all over the room. Carrie up in here.
My thing is, the pink doctor was so, I've done a million of these C-sections.
Yeah.
So
always those ones you got to watch out for.
You know, and his pink scrubs and all. And I'm like, honey... Just sometimes you got to speak up. But my thing is, when you come back into the room, Arizona says, why didn't anybody stop him? Everyone gets silent. So, like, really, what did go on in that room?
Because I think that the thing there was that everybody was like, you should have been here to stop him. Because no one else there, I mean, it was like an anesthesiologist.
Sure.
And like,
well, we learn later on, placenta accreta.
Mm-hmm.
That would have probably killed her no matter what.
Down the line anyway.
Like, I also Wikipedia'd that during this
episode. Of course you did.
And if it doesn't kill you, you definitely have to get a hysterectomy, like, right then. It's very serious.
What is it?
It's, oh, Mike, I feel like I'm talking about all these strange things this episode.
You're strange.
So there's the uterus, and the placenta attaches somewhere in there. And right. There's placenta previa, which it attaches right over the cervix, which is kind of bad. But the one that she had, accreta, it attaches outside and literally starts growing into your other organs.
Oh.
And the placenta is just like a very powerful organ. It just kind of attaches and sucks in. And,
oh.
Yeah.
So basically she bled out because he didn't have a handle on it?
No, she was probably going to die no matter
what.
She's
going to bleed out.
Like, right. unless they had discovered it and done a full-on hysterectomy and been prepared for that.
But she can't have the baby after a hysterectomy. She has to have had the baby.
If you have that, that's probably going to be your last child. I don't know that for sure. I'm not a doctor, but that's just what I read on Wikipedia.
Well, right. Normally when you have a hysterectomy, they remove all your lady parts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you won't be able to have
right. Yeah.
Basically, before all this happened, she was probably already at risk and shouldn't have had a child.
The more you know information.
You know, I don't know. Our fans are going to have more information, and I'm sure they're going to hit us up on iTunes and YouTube and let us know. So give us 5 stars if you're there. Mm-hmm. Let's do that little plug right now.
Yeah. And also, tweet us, Gray's, hashtag Gray's ABTV. Let us know there, too, because I had no idea. See, like, all these things, I could save a life just from watching Gray's.
I couldn't. I feel like I could.
Moving on. So, okay.
Speaking of, I burnt my finger, and I almost did all the wrong things. And then my fiancé basically... went on Google and did all the right things, and it healed perfectly fine, and my thumb is perfectly fine. That's my story.
Way to go, Norbert.
Yeah!
Norbert, right?
Yeah.
Norbert.
Starbert.
Well, so before we move on completely, she had to go out there and tell the dad that the baby was fine and the mom wasn't. That was just crazy.
Yeah.
That was another story.
Well, it happened on accident.
I think it was worse for her, too, because she thought she made a mistake by making that choice when Dr. Herman had another plan.
Right.
So she was freaking out that she was going to get in trouble for that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when she came out the first time, she was just coming, you know, we need to talk to you about the baby. So she came out of the surgery mid trying to help the mom. And when she gets out there, she sees that Kareb's like, oh, the baby's fine. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
And then here comes the dad. So it was an accident. She's covered in blood. And she's like... really wants to scurry away and get out of there, but in the end, he's like, who are you? You know?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Totally.
Where's Dr. Herman? Who are you?
And I don't even know you.
I don't even know you.
She had a plan.
Yeah, she had a plan. You didn't. Da, 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 da. But, you know, as a parent, going into that, like, come on. Like, when you have a doctor, I always want to just go with my doctor. Like, I wouldn't even... I don't know.
When you have a baby, you have to sign something that says that these other people can deliver your baby if your doctor's already in... delivering one.
Because
it's one of those things that you can't always plan. Like, they'll have several women with, like, due dates near each other, and then it could come at any time.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. So, depending how many people are in their practice or...
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Sometimes it just goes to the on-call doctor.
Maybe like rich, like, you know, like Kim Kardashian, be like, you don't have a job, you know, like today.
You could do
I
it.
I pay for you.
Yep. You could totally
could
do
that
it.
Happen?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know. That was weird.
Just a side note, though. Isn't it weird how, as women, you guys are given this gift of being able to birth and give someone life, bring life into this earth, but it can also kill you at the same time? It's ironic. Yeah. It's like so,
well,
like, morbid.
April had a moment. How do any of us give birth? She had a moment. Whenever she came in there, Arizona was like, get out. I don't want you in here. And reasonably so.
Yeah.
She's terrified of the whole thing.
I would be terrified.
That's something scary to see when you're carrying a child.
Yeah. Especially if you're carrying a child.
If you're not carrying a child.
Look, let me tell you.
There was like a gaping hole and like blood gushing out. I was like, she went through hundreds of units.
So can we talk about Owen and how Owen processes the information he hears about Amelia? Because I feel like Owen this season's been...
It was cheesy.
Cheesy, yeah.
Derek, you pretty much said as much.
Yeah.
You were very clear
is
before.
Is there somebody I need to know, Derek? You know, like, really?
I feel like there was a lot of half sentences
between
Owen and whoever he was talking to, and he just kind of made his own assumptions.
A lot of blinks.
He's like, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, no one's talking back. Like, it was weird. But, you know, when he went up to Amelia and he's like, is there anything you want to tell me? Do you want to talk to me about it? I'm just trying to have a conversation.
He was cool, though, because he did say...
Was he trying to...
Have her incriminate herself?
Or was he trying to
He did say there's two sides. He's like the Usher album. There's two sides to every story. he was like, you know, he's heard one side, and then he wanted to hear her side. And she was very defensive in saying, I have my rights not to say anything, blah, 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 blah.
Because
I don't think he was
she talked to Weber, and Weber made it clear, which is... I think he gave her the best advice.
Right.
Yeah, he was very empowering.
But at one point, you will probably have to talk to your boss about it. But in the end, you need to figure out your words and how you're going
to
say it.
Owen wanted to, have her back. But I feel that, first of all, Owen is the least
interesting. He wanted to have her back?
Owen's the least interesting person on Grey's right now.
He's going on.
Like, it blinks and then walks away.
Yeah.
But I think that the way he, I don't know, it was just very weird how he went to call this board meeting, and then it was just like...
As if they didn't have enough going on.
Right,
that day.
Let me just pull you out... Board meeting right now. Well, she's, you know, delivering 90 children.
First of all, she's like looking through organs, like things
she's
are looking
literally
good.
Like,
but it looked like sausages. I was like, I'm hungry. I'm just kidding.
Do that.
Yeah, it was a pretty brutal episode.
Yeah.
They sure went for it. I wonder if Bells actually look like that.
And we have to give an honorable mention to Bailey and her hair this week. Fantastic. Because last week, come on, AfterBuzz, you know I'm right. Whoever allowed that wig to fall on her head last week
was
horrible.
Like falling off. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to have to do a cut and a, you know.
She could have used a really good lace front wig.
We're supposed to believe that Bailey just has the time to change her hair. I mean, because last week
she
was yesterday.
You're right. She grew it out since yesterday.
She ordered it online. It came in, and she popped on her new wig.
It was those Ebony Magazine Fashion Fair wigs. You know, just pop and go,
girl. She's like,
girl,
that other
pop
man was getting yesterday.
She's like, I got my Viola Davis wig on today.
Yes.
But how to get away with a murder wig this week.
Yes.
So
what was funny, this episode, Joe had her first solo surgery.
Oh. And that was really...
The whole thing was hilarious, because this is a story we have seen with pretty much every doctor on this show, and they somehow told it different.
Yeah.
It was cute. So she's vomiting in the bathroom. She's very nervous. he threw it on the ground. So, yeah, she's very nervous. She's vomiting in the bathroom. Stephanie was so funny in this episode.
Freeve.
We caught her up on Freeve.
Yeah, she knows. She's not going to say anything about it, though. And so they're making fun of her, and she's like, Bailey, she's so itty-bitty. Who, of course, walks out of the stall?
Baby. of course she does. I mean,
if
really...
If you're talking shit in a bathroom with a lot of stalls, you better check and make sure the person you're talking about is not in there.
And you know, if somebody starts vomiting in there, you leave. No one wants to stay in there while someone's puking.
Well, I just love when Stephanie's like, she's going to eat you alive in there. Do you know your steps? Da-da-da-da-da. You know, she was kind of like her right-hand man. Mm-hmm. And Joe and Stephanie, they've been, like, kind of...
Riding
the wave together, you know? So I really thought it was cute when she was like, little bitty ain't got nothing on me, you know?
Star.
And then she comes out. It's hilarious.
But then when Bailey goes to confront Joe, she's like, Edward's out. Yes, ma'am.
That was
God,
so funny.
Like, done.
We all busted up laughing that part.
Yeah.
Yes, mama. Yes,
although,
mama.
If I had to choose between them, I'd want Stephanie doing my surgery.
Really?
She's just confident.
Yeah. And that's
she's
what
the black
happened.
Yang.
Okay, so let's talk about. So the surgery went on, and
she second guessed herself.
No, she felt confident in the room, right? And you know, Bailey's just like reading a magazine, like But of course, you know, legally she's paying attention. But then Stephanie's like, "Well, did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this?
Did you do the triangle of doom?
The triangle of doom?" And she second guessed herself. So then she, you know, which was smart on her end, is to step forward and say, "Hey, I might have made a mistake, Dr. Bailey. Do you remember?" But she was going about it in a way. It was like, oh, I know I did it, but, you know, you know, whatever. So long story short is Bailey kind of leads her to believe, like, I'm going to go do a CT and I'm going to check and see what is going on with this patient. Did you screw up and not do the triangle of doom or whatever it is? And leaves her in the room and she's like upset and crying and
going through it.
Brilliant baby.
Love baby.
That would have worked. Brilliant baby.
Brilliant baby Bailey.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
It was brilliant. So when
it was a good way for her to get a little kick in the ass.
Yeah.
Because she needed it. Because when Bailey comes back in, she's like, I didn't run the CT, and immediately
She didn't make it to CT.
She's like, she died! I'm like, yes!
Are you going to tell the family? She should have let her walk up to the family.
That would have been horrible, Julie.
Not tell them. Just walk up to them.
Yeah. You can't, wait, I should let you know.
She's like, by the way, no, because you can't, people can't control. If listen, let's say if it was you and that joke was put on you and you had to go tell the family that you're going to. What if you freak out and tell the family that she died and they're freaking out? And it's like this domino effect. Yeah.
I have an excellent poker face.
Oh, God. Oh, I forgot you're an actress. My bad.
So, anyways, the patient was fine. And Bailey gives her this great speech about, like, you were fine. You did everything right. But you are about to be, there's about to be many more surgeries that you're going to be doing it solo. Mm-hmm. Right. So just have the confidence. And that's the thing. Stephanie does have the confidence, and that's why I would want her to work on me than Joe, because Joe second guesses herself. And so that's what was the underlining story here with Joe. And so I feel like she's going to turn into a badass.
Joe, I think Joe.
Right?
I think
Joe or Stephanie?
Joe. I think she's going to.
I think both are.
Well, Stephanie's already a badass. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
This was the kick in the butt for her to really, like, you know what? I can do this.
Joe and Stephanie are the new Yang and Meredith.
Yep. Yes.
For sure.
And honestly, they are taking up that role fantastically.
Yeah, but Callie is the new Yang. Because Meredith and Callie have been, like, chatterboxing it, talking about their sex lives, talking about, you know, the baby asking questions about Arizona and them splitting up. There was, they have their moments together these last few episodes where they're BFFs.
There was a lot of, I think in the closing montage and the closing scenes, there was a lot of, old school Grace Phil about everyone living in the house.
That was fun.
It was great.
I liked that.
You know, and how, you know, Meredith, it reminded me of the episode where Derek and Meredith got married. Derek moved in and was trying to kick everybody out. Meredith's like, you can't kick people out. Like, these are my people. It's my family. Like, that's what it felt like. And then, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's get back to Derek and Amelia, though. Because there's a lot of moments in that that were pretty powerful. You know, we see these flashbacks of what happened when Derek's dad was murdered.
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
And, you know, the reason Derek...
The repercussions of just seeing that as a child. Mm-hmm. Like, like that is horrible. Continue.
But you never... Until now, you never ever... There's only maybe two episodes in the whole history of Grey's that you saw that they talked about that. When Tyne Daly, his mom was on, they talked about it. Mm-hmm. And then when Derek also talked about himself with the... there was a serial killer. Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. No, I don't want to talk about it.
Message from the Devil. That was
the
episode.
I don't want to talk about that shooting episode.
I don't want to talk about it.
Where Eric Stoltz was going to be executed and Meredith had, so.
Hate that
Season four. But the thing is that, you know, you saw a lot of vulnerability, I'm sorry, in Derek. And also you saw him kind of sell out his sister because he admitted that I wanted the job.
At least, though, he turned around and did the right thing in the end. It's not like he took it from her and said, screw you.
Keep it moving. Exactly.
He went into the board meeting and he said, I wanted my old job back. And to be fair, I don't honestly think Derek knew that was his intentions.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I feel like he, of course, wanted his job back and there was some tension over these last few episodes, but I don't think it was intentional. And him being silent, I think he was lost for words. You know, it's his sister. You can't ask me in the stairwell, Mr. Chief, if my sister is right.
Way to be thorough, Owen.
Yeah, is she right to do the right person to do this job?
But don't you
have no answer?
He had his telepathic mind reading.
But don't you feel that Amelia? I feel like Amelia's storyline is she's really not needed. Like she's so. I feel like Shonda was like, look, I owe you a prop because I killed off your show. Let me get you back.
Did she die?
At Jiffy Lube, we care about cars. In fact, we're kind of obsessed. It's why for over 40 years, we have been providing quick and quality service. And with free instant estimates at JiffyLube.com, you can know what to expect, even before your visit. Visit your local Jiffy Lube. We'll car for your car like we car for our own. Jiffy Lube. Car more. Visit JiffyLube.com to find coupons and start an instant online estimate.
No, but
wait, clearly.
No. Sorry. He said it.
Julie, really?
Sorry.
I mean, I would expect that from me.
I feel left out, okay?
But you know what I'm saying? So, this whole Derek and Amelia thing that's been going on since the beginning of the season, it's been very, it's like, okay, I guess, whatever, you know, like, it's just very weird. But tonight, and I guess they kind of have to give it some importance. With the whole backstory of the, you know, he should have protected her.
Well, she said, You asked me to stay here. You asked me to stay so that you could go. You asked me to stay to help. And then you're just going to screw me over like this. Yeah. You're my brother. Which, by the way, I can hardly look at the two of them without thinking how similar they look.
Look,
are they really brother and sister?
Shonda Rhimes, you have the power of Oprah to make things happen.
Gosh, they look exactly like the male and female version of each other.
That's some very good casting.
I wonder if they were weirded out when they first met, the two people in real life.
She does look like 10 years younger than them. Their
nose, it's the nose and the eyes.
Yeah.
And the hair and the skin color and the facial structure. It's weird.
It's all of it.
Those two look exactly like each other.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. But, you know, so they end up, I guess, like you said, he ends up going to the board and being like, look, I'm a douche, my bad. My sister's cool. She's not a crackhead anymore. Whatever. Seriously. But, I mean, I don't know.
That's what happened.
I feel like, and then how they intertwine Meredith into the whole conversation,
yeah,
too.
What was Meredith going to say? That dot, dot, dot. You know, like,
right.
So why did you even,
Meredith,
that's what she said.
Look,
so why did you even come up here and talk to us about us? Or why did you even,
right.
And then that's when he comes out and says, I wanted her job.
Meredith
right?
has been pimp slapping Derek all season. She's like, you're an idiot, dude, you're dumb. I'm like, I don't need you. Really, go to Washington if you want to go. I'm the poo. I am the sun that revolves around me. You are just whatever you are.
Well, they totally had their night they had their cheeseburgers, you know,
right.
all night
mm-hmm.
long. And
Callie's like, wait for the other shoe.
Wait for the other shoe. So now this is the other shoe. Are they going to be fighting again? Are we going to see? Because she would have to be upset a little bit that, like, he didn't take the job.
Mm-hmm.
And now he wants to see, he's throwing his sister under the bus. And what, you know, like, there has to be
he's
some.
He's spiraling out of control.
He's
unraveling.
He's not human.
Derek had this really frank, honest moment with his sister, and I think kind of realizing himself, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I'm completely wanderless. I'm angry all the time. I'm hurting the people mm-hmm. I love. It's a hard place to be, and the fact that he realizes it is the first steps to healing.
But now what, though? Like, what's going to happen to his character?
Look, Derek had this realization when he killed What's-Her-Face back in season 5. When he killed Jen. Remember he killed Jen?
What?
Yeah,
you know,
Derek killed a person?
Yes, he cut out her temporal lobe and, like,
went too far.
Yeah, and hacked up her brain. Girl,
I remember.
Blonde lady?
Jennifer Westfeld?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
Okay.
So he had that moment then. So it's like he's going through that again, you know, where he doesn't know what he wants out of life. Now he's going to be golfing next week, or he's going to be like the Chief, just walking around doing nothing.
Seriously, the Chief's been going through that for 3 seasons.
Yeah,
no, but
I mean,
Chief has been stepping it up.
Yeah.
I know. He does need to find something else local that gives him the same kind of passion that DC, or purpose. Especially now that he's just a neurosurgeon. He's not even, like, the head of neurosurgery.
He's having an existential crisis, and that is hard on someone.
That's hard on anyone who
is,
like, going through a transition. Transitions are hard.
And Meredith...
It's true!
Meredith needs to be nicer as he's going through this.
Well, but the thing about that, Meredith can be. And also, just on the Maggie and Meredith...
That was cute.
Yeah, it was
We made some traction tonight.
Yes, because you could tell... The way they're writing is that you see these similarities because they are sisters, and the things they talk about are just like, okay,
I get it.
The
bunk beds.
I did
I
too.
Loved it.
There's so much alike but different in so many.
So it started because she was a little bit mad. She was very mad. And Meredith's like, we were just late. Basically, Maggie, don't walk away from a dinner that you were already there for, that you already put on 10 different outfits for. But anyway, she's like, of course I was mad. And then goes in this long spiel about how lonely she is.
And now she doesn't have a sex toy. And just, you know, like, like, Maggie, sweetie, I'm sure they pay you enough to have some fun. Girl, work it out. But, but again, like, I love that scene because I'm glad you're seeing the camaraderie and also a sistership with them, a sisterhood between those two, you know?
That was quick, though.
Yeah.
And it was much quicker than I thought their relationship was going to come.
But it was quick, Kristen, yes, but it still seems authentic. It doesn't seem like, oh, they're forced together, you know? Like, it seems like Meredith... With the journals.
She's loosened up.
Okay, she's cool.
Meredith's
cool.
Like,
I'm the big sister.
This has happened.
Wonder
before.
What happened last night that I'm less angry today.
No.
Right? So I think that's what it was. Like, she got her release.
Yeah.
And now.
Release? Maggie needs one of those, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what's wrong with Maggie.
Right?
Maggie needs a little
We need a Maggie
rabbit.
Love interest. That's what we need.
Who could it be?
But
nobody on the show right now. There's no single guy.
Pink Scrubs.
He had a meltdown. We hate him. But here's the thing about Maggie and Meredith. Meredith's just happy that Maggie knows how to do Zola's hair.
That's all we needed. That's like, all. Can you just come over every morning at 7 a.m.?
We'd have to like each other, but if you can get my daughter some cute cornrows, boom, we can kick it.
It was really fun when they were lounging together at Ellis's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they were just recapping all of them that had been with each other, and they're kind of like, we are gross.
Yeah.
Joe really looked so pissed.
And so left out. She had no clue. Yeah.
I mean, she could have been sitting there and drinking, and she wasn't.
Well, because she was, it looks like she was studying, yeah, because she got the kick in the butt that she needs to be the best of the best.
But I think that she's going to leave Alex, because
he's better off without her.
She does not look happy, and he doesn't seem like he gives a shit.
Right. I agree 100%. And then tell me why. Okay, look, I know viewers are going to hate me, but who walks in? New Mexico. I mean, Arizona walks in, and you're just like... Really?
Yeah, why?
Really?
That's a worse moment, though, when you show up and all your friends are hanging out without you.
And it's like crickets, like... Everyone's like, what is she doing here?
I guess I should have called first.
I have no place to go. I have no
hope.
You
should have. Yeah, you should have.
On your couch.
Oh, but before we ran out of time, the moment with her and Dr. Gina Davis, she decided, I wanted to do this surgery. I want to have these options. I want to be empowered to save the life of a fetus and a mom. I will help you lie with your brain tumor and learn everything from you.
She's going to get in trouble for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Arizona.
Of course she is.
They're saying we have 5 minutes left. No, we don't. This is great. We go all night, damn it. But, I mean, overall, I kind of felt it was, you know, there's a meter, there's filler. Yeah. Good episode, epic episode. It was in between filler and okay episode for me tonight. I really was enthralled.
I thought it was a great episode.
And there was no music.
There was one
awesome song about home. We didn't Shazam it in time. We'll figure it out for you later.
Yeah. Oh, it was Iggy Azalea.
No, it wasn't.
Home by Iggy Azalea featuring Nicki Minaj. Totally, that's what it was.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not. She's so fancy. Yeah, but okay, so let's move on to predictions. Yay!
I'll go first since I already did one.
Okay.
Hold on. I love the delay. Okay, Kristen, go ahead.
So I think that Alex is going to get fed up with Joe not really, you know, she's going to be studying and focusing because she got her kick in the butt. And then, so I think that they're going to break up or she's going to leave him and she's going to have another freak out. I just think they're going to break up. Mm. That's my prediction.
Freak out.
Well, a lot of our fans were saying and tweeting that they think there's going to be something wrong with April's baby. Now, are our fans getting, like, the news before us? Like, how are they so
there's
right
some of them
on
that see the episodes before.
If you know how to do that, can you tell me? Because I always...
Tell me.
Listen, if you're one of our fans out there and you see the show before or you're part of the staff,
Let us know.
Our couch.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like that.
Come be a part of the show.
Or if you're a doctor and you know what you're talking about, because we clearly don't.
Dr. Wikipedia over here isn't cutting it.
Well, no. Everyone has been saying on the Twitterverse that basically that there's going to be probably something wrong with the baby and possibly that... Arizona and Gina Davis is...
And of course that's going to happen, and it's brilliant.
And it's going to happen, and then Gina Davis is going to die off.
I kind of think, though, that we're expecting it so much
that it
might not happen.
It's happening.
Because it's
definitely happening.
Well, it's the winter finale, so something has to happen for winter finale.
Winter finale already? I feel like we just started.
It's just Halloween.
Yeah, so as far as predictions are concerned, that's what I was going to say, too. Saw next week. No, I'm just affirming.
Oh, okay.
We saw next week something's up with baby Avery. They don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet.
Avery.
I think Stephanie knows if it's a boy or a girl.
She has to know.
She just keeps it a secret.
And then she's like...
But that was weird. We didn't talk about that. He was talking about the baby in front of Stephanie, who he broke her heart all last season. You know what I mean? And then they're talking about, like, my baby. I would be so annoyed. Like,
If there's anybody who can't keep the gender of their baby a secret, it's a hospital full of doctors.
Right. Hello.
Especially these ones.
Yeah.
So, Jason, do you have any predictions?
I predict that something dire will happen with J'April's baby. Mm-hmm. And I do predict that Amelia is going to go back on a bender. I think she's going to spiral now because she's leaving. She's been chastised and she feels like her pride's been hurt. And what better way to do that than with some comfort drugs? And some Oxy, Vicodin, Vyvanse, Adderall. What you got?
I want the Wendy's girl to come back and apologize.
Yeah, Wendy's girl. And bring a double cheeseburger.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
Yes, with no mayo. But I don't... I don't like to predict for the winter finale because I want to be shocked. And lately, the winter finales on Grey's have not been. They've been kind of like, better on Scandal. So
you guys say filler, 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 filler. Next week will not be filler.
Let's hope the music is back. I need some music in my life. Alexandra Patsavas, your job is to provide us with music, and you haven't been doing that. And you're very hard to get a hold of. So please, if you're watching, music, music, music.
I love tonight's episode, though. It's just like... hit it right on the head for me. This is exactly what I love from Grace.
There you go. Love.
A little tears, a little drama.
I know. You were so emotional.
A little smiling.
What are you saying? You get so emotional, baby.
I cannot wait to see you guys next week.
All right, you guys. There you go. Finale. All right. So that's all we have for the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz. Jason J. Carter here. Find me on Twitter at JJC Forever or on Facebook at Jason J. Carter. Yay, I'm back.
And you can find me, Julie Parton, on all the social medias at JULIEPARTIN.
You can find me on Twitter at Kristen Strange and on Instagram at Kristen Aubrey Strange.
That's right, and I'm Star Session, and you can find me all on social media at StarSession.
Yes!
Don't forget to use hashtag Grey's ABTV.
There you go. Winter finale next week. See you next Thursday.
See ya. Okay.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.